A story of Osiris and Isis, told by Solveig Beckman. Have you ever wondered how the ancient Egyptians got the idea to take care of the bodies of their dead by wrapping them to make mummies and to place them in beautifully decorated coffins? One of the gods that they painted on those cases was Osiris, because he was ruler of the underworld. Oh, he wasn't always king of the dead. Osiris lived once, a long time ago, in the land of Egypt. He was married to his sister Isis. In those days, gods and goddesses often married their brother or sister. He was kind and gentle and loved by his people because he had taught them how to farm. Osiris traveled around the country teaching the people how to plant barley, harvest it, save the seed, and use the grain for food. He showed them how to gather fruit and how to cultivate grapevines. Now, Osiris had a brother by the name of Seth, and Seth was jealous and hated him. He secretly measured Osiris and built a casket that would fit him. And then he threw a party. When the people were all merry from the food and the drink, he brought out this wonderfully decorated case, and he said, "I'm going to give this to the person that fits in it." They all tried it one by one. Some were too big, some were too small. Osiris was the last one to climb into it, and it fit him perfectly. Before he had a chance to raise his head, 72 other people rushed into the room, threw the lid of the casket, pounded it shut with nails, poured molten lead over it, and dragged it out to the river. And there it drifted away. Isis was stricken with grief, for she had loved him since before they were born. She cut off half of her hair and wandered throughout the world, searching for him. Well, meanwhile, the casket landed in Byblos. Around it grew a great tree, tremendous in size, and it had such beauty and fragrance that the king and queen of the land of Byblos came and cut it down and had it taken to their palace to become a great pillar. Some children told Isis where she could find Osiris, and she went there and begged the king and queen that she could have that pillar. She took it back to Egypt. When she opened it, she found the dead body of her beloved Osiris. She hid the chest, but one night when Seth was hunting, he came upon it. He was furious when he saw what was inside, and he cut up the body of Osiris and scattered the pieces throughout Egypt. So Isis had to search again. When she found all of the parts and gathered them together, except for one that had been swallowed up by a fish, she used her magic, and with the help from her sister and other gods, pieced the body back together. They bound it up with linen strips of cloth. And then Isis changed into a bird, and with her great wings, fanned the breath of life back into Osiris. He rose from the dead. After this, Osiris was tired of living on Earth. I can understand why. So he chose to live in the underworld. I think I understand why the ancient Egyptians copied what Isis and her sister Nephthys had done by creating the first mummy and raising Osiris from the dead. Don't you?